Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Shelf Drilling Q4 2018 earnings call. At this time, all participants are on listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you the conference is being recorded today, Monday the 4th of March, 2019. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, David Mullen. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and welcome everyone to Shelf Drilling's quarter four 2018 earnings call. Joining me on the call today is Greg O'Brien, Shelf Drilling CFO. This morning, we published the Shelf Drilling Limited financial statements for quarter four 2018 and full year 2018, as well as our latest fleet status report on the investor relations website of our company website. In addition to our press release and the financial statements, we also published a short presentation with highlights from the quarter and the full year. Given the level of transaction activity in 2018, we wanted to summarize our latest performance as well as the impact of the various capital raises. A recording of this call will be made available on our website within the next few days. Before we begin, let me remind everyone on the call that this call will contain forward-looking statements. Except for statements of historical facts, all statements that address our outlook for 2019 and beyond, activities, events, or developments that we expect, estimate, project, believe, or anticipate may or will occur in the future are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve substantial risks and uncertainties that could significantly affect expected results. Actual future results could differ materially from those described in such statements. Also note that we may use non-GAAP financial measures in the call today. If we do, you will find supplementary disclosures for these measures and an associated reconciliation in our financial reports. I will provide an overview of the company's performance for the full year 2018, share my latest views on the jack-up market, and provide a summary of our recently announced transaction with China Merchants. I will then hand over to Greg to walk you through the financials before we open up the floor to Q&A. As always, I would like to start the commentary on our earnings call today with our safety performance. Our safety performance, as measured by total recordable incident rate, was 0.23. The fourth year in a row, we have achieved a result of 0.25 or better. While this achievement is significantly better than the global industry average of 0.68, as measured by the International Association of Drilling Contractors, we have continued to take specific actions to see further step change in this outcome. We have recorded an improvement year-over-year against a backdrop where the industry has shown a deteriorating trend over the past 3 years. In 2018, we launched a focus on planning to ensure that all our operations are meticulously planned prior to execution. We firmly believe that incident-free operations will be the result of thorough planning and not simply a goal to be achieved in isolation. 2018 also saw significant improvements in reducing potential severity of all incidents, as well as further progress in eliminating all spills from our operations. We achieved a fleet-wide operational uptime of greater than 99% for the second half of the year and averaged 98.7% for the full year 2018. Our rigs continue to deliver best-in-class operation against the key performance indicators for several of our customers. Two of our rigs were in the top three in overall drilling performance as measured by Saudi Aramco. Our two new builds, the Shelf Drilling Chaophraya and the Shelf Drilling Krathong, continued to deliver exceptional performance for Chevron in the Gulf of Thailand, with days per well setting new records in January and February 2019. The Trident VIII commenced the contract with Amity Petroleum the first week of February. The term of the contract was extended by approximately 60 days, as the rig will initially operate in accommodation mode. Shelf Drilling continued to deliver strong operational performance, and our proven ability to adjust costs in line with activity allowed us to deliver EBITDA margins in line with our expectations. Total 2018 revenue of $613 million was 7% higher than 2017 due to improved utilization and the full year impact of our new builds in Thailand. Adjusted EBITDA of $217 million was 4.7% less than 2017, primarily due to lower day rates earned on average across the fleet, additional shipyard costs for certain rigs being prepared for new contracts. Shelf Drilling's liquidity position remained robust at the end of 2018 with a cash balance of $91 million and a total liquidity of $308 million. 2018 was a transformational year for Shelf Drilling, where we completed several significant transactions, including a comprehensive refinancing that collapsed five debt instruments with near-term maturities into a single bond with maturity out to 2025, and culminated in the successful completion of an IPO in June on the Oslo Bourse. The combination of these transactions has created financial flexibility for us to capture opportunities to grow and enhance our fleet as the market continues to recover. Brent oil recovered to mid-60s in early January following the drop in quarter four and has remained in that $60 to $70 band, which is very constructive level for shallow water activity in our core geographic regions. In support of this favorable price band, oil price band, the global number of contracted jackup rigs has continued to increase, growing by almost 13% from 310 rigs in January 2017 to 350 rigs in February 2019. Tendering and marketing activity continues to increase with growth in all our key geographies, with particular strength in the Middle East and West Africa. Since the last earnings call in November, we have executed a number of very important contracts, resulting in more than 10 rig years of additional backlog. Chevron Nigeria signed a six-month contract extension on the Shelf Drilling Resourceful, and the rig is now committed to Chevron until Q4 2019. We executed a one-year extension on the Trident 14 with ExxonMobil for a continuation of their workover program offshore Nigeria. The Compact Driller secured a three-year contract with ADNOC for operations in the Arabian Gulf offshore Abu Dhabi. The contract includes a two-year option period, and the planned commencement window is quarter two, 2019. Through this opportunity, we capitalized on the experience we have built over the past 3 years with ADNOC with both the Key Singapore and the Highland 7. The performance of both rigs has been exemplary, with a near-perfect uptime across both rigs over the duration of the three-year contract. The Ron Tappmeyer received a three-year contract with ONGC. The Trident 16 secured a one-year contract with Petrobel with additional options in the Gulf of Suez offshore Egypt. Rig 141 also received a short-term extension that will keep the rig busy with PECO companies until May 2019. We executed a four-month extension on the Highland 5 for Saudi Aramco whilst we're negotiating a longer-term extension for the unit. We anticipate to execute this extension before the end of Q1. As of 31st of December, the contracted backlog is approximately $935 million across 28 contracted rigs, representing 85% marketed utilization. We continue to see a solid pipeline of near-term marketing opportunities and expect to conclude several additional contracts in the Middle East, India, Egypt, and West Africa. Given the pipeline of opportunities in Nigeria, we expect that we will keep the five-rig fleet under contract in Nigeria for the full year 2019 and beyond. We have three rigs coming off contract over the coming months with ONGC, and we expect ONGC to launch a new tender for 9 to 12 jackup units in the coming weeks, with an expected start date post-2019 monsoon. With this tender, we expect ONGC active drilling fleet to return to 30 jackup units, having recently dipped to a low point of 20 active units. The Shelf Drilling sector has been bid into a number of near-term contract opportunities with customers in the Middle East and Southeast Asia. We are in advanced discussion on a number of these opportunities. We look forward to bringing this rig into active service in 2019. As we have recently announced, the signing of agreement with affiliates of China Merchants is a major milestone for the company. With 8 out of 9 premium jackup rigs in our fleet already contracted and signs of increasing demand and development activity, we are very excited about the planned addition of these 4 premium new build jackup rigs to our fleet. We are confident that our strong customer relations, proven ability to bring new build rigs into operation, and a leading position in key jackup markets will enable us to contract these highly capable rigs into the right opportunities. We are looking forward to working with China Merchants as a strategic partner. The acquisition of the 2 premium new build jackup rigs are of Augusto CJ46 design, built by China Merchants Yard, is expected to close in quarter 2 2019 for a consideration of $87 million per rig following completion of rig acceptance and delivery. Affiliates of China Merchants Group will subscribe $174 million of newly issued common shares at a subscription price of $6.50 per share to fund the transaction. In addition, we have a bareboat charter agreement for 2 additional jackups of the same design for a 3-year period, with an option to buy one or both of the rigs at any time during the course of the 3-year tenure. This gives the company the opportunity to acquire 4 new build jackup rigs at a historically low price. The bareboat charter rate is $10,000 per day in year 1, escalating to $15,000 and $20,000 a day in years 2 and 3 respectively. The purchase option price is $90 million in year 1, $92 million in year 3, $95 million in year 3. The charter rate will commence 6 months after signing in August 2019. With the bareboat agreement, we are locking in the right to purchase 1 to 2 rigs at less than $95 million out to quarter 3, 2022. Again, this is a substantial discount to the replacement cost. The Gusto CJ46 design is a well-established, high-specification rig design that's been in service for over 30 years. China Merchants Heavy Industries is the largest builder of the Gusto CJ rig design. The jackups that Shelf Drilling will be acquiring are rated for 350 feet of water depth and a drilling depth of 30,000 feet. The drilling package is manufactured and supplied by National Oilwell Varco and is the highest specification available for this class of rig. The NOV system also allows for digital rig solutions, leading to real-time well construction efficiencies. The unique Gusto XY cantilever design allows for a 70 by 40 foot drilling envelope. This operational benefit for working over multi-slot platforms. The cantilever design allows for maximum hoisting capacity at any position, which is an important advantage while performing development drilling over large platforms. This transaction is consistent with the company's fleet strategy, where we are looking to enhance and expand our fleet at attractive prices and the appropriate funding structure. The transaction improves our ability to access an increasing number of contract opportunities with rigs well suited to the majority of incoming premium jackup tender requirements. The transaction offers compelling value to all our stakeholders. It enables us to extract more value from our unique operating platform with a low-cost structure and great customer relationships. We see this deal as a first step in building a strategic relationship with China Merchants Group. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of our shareholders, as well as all other stakeholders, for supporting us during these transformational changes. I will now pass you over to Greg, who will walk you through the financials for the year and quarter 4.
Thanks, David. Revenue for Q4 2018 was $153 million, including $146 million of day rate revenue, $3 million of mobilization and bonus revenue, and $4 million of recharges and other revenue. Revenue fell by $7 million, or 4%, relative to Q3, primarily due to a decline of $6 million in day rate revenue. In India, we received short-term extensions on the FG McClintock and CE Thornton with ONGC at day rates below the rates in the original three-year contract terms. This drove a $4 million sequential drop from our rigs in India. In addition, we had short gaps between contracts on the Adriatic I and the Baltic in Nigeria, which contributed to the remaining $2 million decline in day rate revenue. Mobilization revenue also fell by approximately $1.5 million in Q4, following the completion of the original firm contract periods on the Highland 5 in Saudi Arabia and the Key Singapore in Abu Dhabi. Average day rate for Q4 was $64,900 per day compared to $67,500 in Q3. Effective utilization was 68% in Q4 across the active jackup fleet, which averaged 36 rigs for the quarter. Three additional units were stacked at year-end 2018, and we now have 33 marketable rigs, 28 of which are under contract. Operating and maintenance expenses increased by $8 million to $94 million in Q4 2018. Personnel expenses, other operating expenses, and shore-based expenses in aggregate were unchanged from the prior quarter. The majority of the $8 million increase in maintenance expense was concentrated on three rigs undergoing reactivation projects. Two standard jackups, the Ron Tapmeyer and Compact Driller, are preparing for three-year contracts with ONGC and ADNOC, respectively. In addition, we incurred approximately $2 million of operating expenses in Q4 associated with the Shelf Drilling Scepter as part of the ongoing reactivation project to prepare that rig for operations by the middle of 2019. We continue to see solid underlying cost execution throughout the business. The majority of our rigs across Egypt, India, Saudi, and UAE operated at slightly lower OPEX levels in 2018 relative to the prior year. General and administrative expenses were $10.5 million in Q4, down from $11.1 million in Q3. As discussed on prior calls, we incurred several one-time and non-cash charges in conjunction with our IPO, which totaled $15 million in the second quarter of 2018. As a result, our full-year G&A expenses totaled $61 million, or an implied quarterly average of approximately $15 million. The $11 million average in Q3 and Q4 is more indicative of the current run rate. Adjusted EBITDA was $50 million in Q4 for a margin of 32% compared to $64 million and 40% in Q3. The decline in average day rate and the increase in reactivation-related expenses drove the sequential drop in adjusted EBITDA. As David mentioned earlier, we generated $218 million of adjusted EBITDA for the year for a margin of 35%. There was an income tax benefit of $3 million in Q4, primarily due to an increase in the level of tax refunds we expect to receive in certain countries in the coming years. Full year 2018 tax expense was $14 million, or 2.3% of revenue. We recorded a non-cash impairment of long-lived assets of $39 million in Q4 2018 following a review of the entire fleet, which resulted in charges on five of our jackup rigs. Two uncontracted units were partially impaired, and three rigs were fully impaired to their salvage values. As of December 31st, 2018, we had four cold stack jackups reported as held for sale on the balance sheet with the intention to sell all of these units for non-drilling purposes. We recently completed the sale of the Key Gibraltar in late February for conversion into an offshore production unit, and we're in discussions with interested parties regarding the remaining three jackups. Net interest expense was $20 million for the quarter, in line with Q3. Non-cash depreciation and amortization expenses totaled $40 million in Q4, down from $45 million in Q3. Net loss for the quarter was $50 million, primarily due to the impairment charge we recognized in December. Capital expenditures and deferred costs totaled $30 million in Q4. This included $5 million associated with rig acquisitions, mainly for the ongoing reactivation of the self-drilling Scepter. Spending across the rest of the fleet increased from $18 million in Q3 to $25 million in Q4, primarily due to rigs undergoing preparation for contracts in Nigeria, India, and UAE, notably the upgrade and mobilization of the Trident 8 and the reactivation of the compact driller. The reconciliation of CapEx and deferred costs to our cash flow statement for both Q3 and Q4 is covered in detail on page 13 of the slide deck we published this morning, as well as in the footnotes to our financial statements. We've historically guided to an annual sustaining spending range of $60 to $90 million. Excluding the impact of our rig acquisitions, full year 2018 spending was $81 million, compared to an average of approximately $60 million in 2016 and 2017. The increase relative to those 2 years was primarily due to a higher level of planned shipyard activity for our rigs in Saudi, as well as the upgrade project carried out on the Trident 8 in advance of the contract that recently commenced in Nigeria in February. For 2019, we'd expect to similarly be near the upper end of that annual range, with spending concentrated in the first half of the year. As mentioned earlier, we're currently preparing both the Key Singapore and Compact Driller for long-term contracts with customers in new locations that are scheduled to commence by the middle of 2019. We generated strong free cash flow again in Q4 as our cash balance increased $24 million from $67 million at the end of September to $91 million on December 31st. Slide 15 of our Q4 results presentation illustrates the bridge from EBITDA to cash flow for the second half of 2018. Net debt at year-end was $797 million, and net leverage was approximately 3.7 times. We closed 2018 with a strong liquidity position in excess of $300 million. We have only $9 million of bank guarantees outstanding and no cash borrowings against our $225 million revolving credit facility. The series of transactions completed in 2018 allowed us to further strengthen our balance sheet and improve the quality and capability of our fleet. As David highlighted, we believe the announced transaction with China Merchants will create significant opportunities for the company moving forward as the jack-up market continues to recover and improve. We'd now like to open the call for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, that's star 1 if you wish to ask a question. Your first question comes from the line of Eric Remesmo. Please ask your question.
Yeah, thanks. Just for the two new builds, how should we think about preparation costs for contracts? And also, secondly, which areas are the most likely for those to be working in?
In terms of taking any new build out of the shipyard into operation, you're looking at roughly around about $20 million. I say roughly because it depends on which geography it's going to go to and which customer it's going to work to. With respect to opportunities, we see opportunities in all of our geographical regions. We also see opportunities in regions where we don't currently operate in, namely in the southern North Sea. The CJ46 is a very well-suited design for southern North Sea activity. And it's also a very well-accepted design in Mexico. And we're looking at both these regions, as well as the regions we're currently operating in, as regions well-suited to these rigs. So we're looking at the potential to expand beyond our geographical footprint with these rigs.
All right. Thanks. And then a question on the fleet in India. You got some shorter-term extensions there. Is there room for more extensions, or would you have to wait for the new tender to come out and any potential awards from that?
The short answer to that is there is room for more extensions, but we're weighing that up in light of the oncoming monsoon. We would not want our rigs to be stranded in on a platform location for the period of the monsoon. So we're actually discussing with ONGC as we speak. And if we can bridge the entire monsoon period, that would be appealing to us. If we get stuck during the monsoon, that's not so appealing. And the monsoon, for your information, starts mid-May.
All right. Thanks.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your next question comes from the line of Robert Ellenbogen. Please ask your question.
Hey, guys. Just a quick question on the Ocean Scepter. You continue to prep for work following the acquisition last year. Can you just remind us how much capital remains to finalize prep on that rig, and then what's your outlook for work on the rig? Thank you.
Greg?
Yeah, sure. So in terms of ongoing spend, you know, we bought the rig in August. We physically moved it to the Middle East. It arrived in November, and we'd started doing some of the work to recertify equipment. There's probably another $10 million of CapEx and deferred costs to get that rig sort of ready for any contract in terms of the equipment recertification. You know, depending on where it goes, there could be some additional spend beyond that level. You know, we think that rig design is well suited to several locations. We've had discussions with certain customers in the Middle East and then one particular opportunity in Southeast Asia. I think David mentioned that in the prepared remarks. So it's, I think it's, you know, largely going according to plan. I think the earliest the rig could have been ready was probably April or May, and we're now potentially looking, you know, a couple of months beyond that to start a new contract, you know, depending on how discussions go over the course of the next month or two. But we continue to feel very good about the marketability of that rig and the likelihood it starts work at some point here in 2019.
Yeah, and maybe just to add to Greg's comment there, you know, that rig has a very high specification, and we see some very good opportunities to map it into a requirement that would require those high specification. So we're very comfortable that there are plenty of opportunities for that rig. It's one of the higher spec rigs that were built in that era.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, that's star 1 if you wish to ask a question. Once again, that's star 1 if you wish to ask a question. We have no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay, operator, if there are no further questions, I'd just like to round it off by saying thank you for everybody for joining the call, and look forward to talking to you again at the next earnings call. Thank you very much. Good night.
That does conclude the conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect. Please, speakers, please stand by.